get here?
Hello, guys. What's up? It's me again. I don't know if I should apologize for that, but it's your girl, Alexa. Woo! Thank you. Thank you, my lovely audience of two. Yes, hello and welcome back to How Did I Get Here, where we live our best lives on the internet and come out on the other side knowing more, but not feeling all that much smarter. I am your host and you are welcome for that. Yes. So if you're wondering why I am still here at LaDive Studios, there's a good reason for that. Currently, our buddy Jay, he's, you know, taking a bit of a break, recharging his batteries, trying to get back at, you know, peak health. It needs to be over 9,000, you know. So in the meantime, I'm here. So please look after me. It's just me, your girl Alexa. Simple as that. But we're cheering for you, Jay. Miss you, dude. Get better soon. Let's see. Yes, also, you might be noticing from the last time I was here, if you did or did not tune in, we have a bit of a different setting going on today, ladies and gents and those in between. We are on a couch, not a desk. This is a couch because I know my furniture. As you can tell, it's a little blank. Things are a little different. And that's because Dive Studios is moving on to bigger and better things. That's right. You heard it here first, folks. Maybe I'm not the first person, but, you know, we're going to get a whole bigger building for bigger and better, more content. That was not a coherent sentence, but you get the gist. But yeah, we're going to jazz things up, spice things up, and move around. So that is why we are like this today. So yeah. Get excited. Get excited. Are you excited? I need to hear you screaming through the phone or computer or wherever you're listening or watching this. Yes. Make some noise. Thank you. Yes, do not forget to subscribe to our lovely podcast and leave a review, which is available on multiple platforms. And I am guilty. I just got the podcast app yesterday on my phone. So now I'm able to listen to it. Don't forget to check out full video episodes actually on YouTube, which is just youtube.com/divepods and subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe. Yes. So we're going to be jumping into today's question of the day. I'm going to learn how to use this eventually. Yes, today is, what are the big five personality traits? And this is going to be interesting because I personally love like studying humans and human behavior. So big five personality traits, which I'm looking at this and it seems to be trait one is openness. Two is conscientiousness. Three is extroversion. Four is agreeableness. And five is neuroticism. Oh, this is going to be fancy schmancy. Okay, let's get into this. Yes. Okay, let's go. Okay, so let's see. The difference between people's personalities can be broken down into terms of five major traits, often called the Big Five. Each one reflects a key part of how a person thinks, feels, and behaves. Like I just mentioned, but I will say again, the major five traits are openness to experience, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, and neuroticism. And those have little sub-explanations. So openness, it includes aspects such as intellectual curiosity and creative imagination. Okay, what's good? Conscientiousness includes organization, productiveness, and responsibility. Extroversion is, of course, sociability, assertiveness, and yes, its opposite is introversion, as we all know. We love a good Myers-Briggs test, yes. Agreeableness, compassion, respectfulness, trust in others, and neuroticism is tendencies towards anxiety and depression. Spicy flavor right there. Individual personalities are thought to feature each of these five broad traits to some degree. When the traits are measured, some people rate higher and others rate lower. Some can be more conscientious and less agreeable than most people, for instance. While scoring about average on the other traits, these traits remain fairly stable during adulthood. I would agree. I forgot who I was talking to about this the other day, but we were talking about how, like, we looked back on, like, videos of ourselves as kids or, like, you recount certain memories you had in, like, school or everything. And it's like, what happened to the child I was? Like, what happened to that personality, that energy, that sunshine? I mean, not to say that all of us, like, when we reach adulthood, but, like, you know, you do change when you're a child, when you become more, I mean, conscientiousness, I'd say that's a big one, especially when you mature over time, because your like skills for organization get better, your productivity gets better. Responsibility is something you need to have as an adult. If you have no sense for that, then how are you adulting in our modern world of 2020? I do not know. But yeah, in regards to me as a child, I mean, my parents do love to send me pictures and videos occasionally of me when I was, I don't know how old, a wee lad, yes, but what stage of wee lad, I cannot recall. But, and then I recount things from childhood, because I'll be talking to like some of my old school friends and they'll be like, oh, do you remember that time in class when this happened? And then it got me thinking that like, how would I react to situations now versus how I reacted then? Like, you know, what would I say? What would I do? Because it's like back then, I mean, I feel like anybody in their adult life can say this, but for me, I feel like life was so much simpler when I was younger. You know, there wasn't all this complicatedness. I don't think that's a word, but you know, whatever. Complicatedness, complexity to my life that there is now versus then. Like, I think it was like, even looking at old videos from 4 years ago, around 4 years ago with my old friends, and it's just like, wow, things were just different. I feel like I had a, I don't know, I hate to say it, but I feel like I had a slightly more positive mindset back then. I mean, not to say like, oh, I'm such a pessimist now, but like, you know, optimism withers and fades over time. Not to say you can't boost it back up, but I feel like I've slowly become a little bit more negative, and I do not like that about me, ladies and gents. How about you? Are you more of like a pessimist or an optimist? And like, did that change over time for you? Like when you were younger, were you like, yeah, sunshine and rainbows? And now you're like, oh, dark and brooding. Like, how you doing? Has anybody asked you that today? How you doing? Tell us in the comments below. But yeah, skipping back over to this over hither. Let's see. Okay. How are the traits measured? I am curious about that. Let's see. So one test is the latest version of the Big Five inventory, and it asks how much a person agrees or disagrees is someone who exemplifies various specific statements, such as you may be curious about many different things. And this is, of course, for openness and open-mindedness. Are you someone that's systematic? You like to keep things in order. Are you someone that's outgoing or sociable? Are you compassionate and have a soft heart? Just soft and squishy little marshmallow heart. Or are you moody? You have your ups and downs and mood swings. I feel like a lot of us relate to that one right there. I mean, if you cannot tell, I am very dark and brooding. But, yeah, no, I feel like this kind of, I mean, I feel like nowadays, for some reason, the Myers-Briggs test is becoming a trend again. I feel like when I was in high school, maybe when I started college, everyone was like, oh, what's your personality type? But now it's circulating again. So kind of the stuff dealing with personality has always been really interesting to me, because the fact is I know I've changed. Because when I took the Myers-Briggs test back in high school, I was like, what, 85% extrovert? I've been ENFPT my whole life, but I took it like a few months ago and now I'm like 55% extrovert. I'm slowly reaching the introvert line. So I'm like, oh, well, what has she gone through? What's going on? Is she okay? But yeah, that's interesting. Okay, so let me hop on to the next thing. I'm really curious to read about the extroversion here, though, because I feel like that is applicable for myself. Let's see. It just gives the definition here. So extroversion is a personality trait typically characterized by outgoingness, high energy, and or talkativeness. In general, the term refers to a state of being where someone recharges or draws energy from being with other people. The opposite, drawing energy from being alone, is known as introversion, of course. And again, back to that. You know, I feel like those of you that might just only know me via online, you might think I'm an extrovert. Oh, extrovert, yes. Which I am, to some extent. I feel like whether you're an introvert or an extrovert exclusively, I feel like there's always like some extent of that. It's like, yeah, I'm an extrovert in these situations, but in these situations, I'm more introverted. But then again, that just could be anxiety talking. I don't know. But let's see, signs of extroversion. Let's see. Extroversion was first proposed by a noted psychiatrist, Carl Jung. Oh, maybe Korean? Carl Jung. Oh, German then, maybe. He's a white guy. Oh, he's a white guy. Okay. Carl Jung. I forgot the J's are Y's in some languages, but been in Korea too long. In the 1920s. Okay, so Mr. Carl Jung from the 1920s. We do love that era with the Great Depression. And extroverts are thought to make up anywhere from half to three quarters of the American population. Okay, specifically the American population. I could see that. That's interesting. So about 50 to 75% of people are extroverts here. Interesting. Let's see. Oh wait. Someone who is highly extroverted will likely feel bored or even anxious when they're made to spend too much time alone. Incredible. That I am a high functioning extrovert. Okay. That explains so much. Everything, the pieces just fell together. Wow. I'm learning something about myself and you are here with me. Thank you for sharing my journey with me. Let's see. Though many psychologists argue that extroversion and introversion exist on a sliding scale, Myers-Briggs test, and that very few people are pure extroverts. Let's see. Someone's degree of extroversion is a core factor of their personality and is generally difficult, though not impossible, to modify, which also explains why I'm slowly sliding towards the introversion scale. Huh. That is honestly interesting. I did not know that being a super extrovert means you are prone to have introvert behavior at times. Interesting. Interesante. Let's read about neuroticism because that's fun and relevant. That's fun and fresh. That's what the kids do nowadays, yeah? Let's see. Neuroticism, one of the big five personality traits, is typically defined as a tendency toward anxiety, depression, self-doubt, and other negative feelings. All personality traits, including neuroticism, exist on a spectrum. Some people are just more neurotic than others. In the context of the Big Five, neuroticism is sometimes described as low emotional stability or negative emotionality. Some self-deprecating comedians, so many of those, love them, and complainers wear their neuroticism as a badge of honor. But in truth, people with neurotic dispositions are more prone to anxiety, mood disorders, and additional unfavorable social and emotional outcomes. I feel like nowadays, I mean, there's so many like memes on the internet. I hate saying the word meme because that's what it is, but I feel so cringy saying it though. But like, there's so many memes on the internet of like, oh, Gen Z and millennial humor. And it's like, everything is just so self-deprecating nowadays. Like, there was one I saw. It was like, something like, you know, Gen Zs will do all this like incredible stuff, but then like, they'll be like, haha. Can like I get insurance if someone hits me with a car, like that kind of stuff. So I'm like, wow, that is today's sense of humor, I feel like. So let's see. A person's level of neuroticism can be assessed by personality tests that ask individuals to rate the extent to which they, 1, worry about things, 2, are easily disturbed, 3, have frequent mood swings, 4, get irritated easily, or 5, often feel blue, along with other similar self-descriptions with higher ratings indicating a higher level of neuroticism. Interesting. Let's see. On scale, the most recent version of the Big Five in, inventory separates neuroticism, relabeled as negative emotionality, into 3 facets that each reflect a tendency to feel certain ways. 1 is anxiety, 2 is depression, and 3 is emotional volatility. Interesting. I've never heard of that third category before. Interesting. No, because I saw the comments on the other ones are like... People being like, oh my gosh, you're so interesting. And then people come under that saying, haha, I can hear Jay saying interesting. And they're like, his catchphrase. Is that your catchphrase, my dude? Just interesting. Interesting. Whoa. Oh my God. Interesting. I need to figure out what my word is here, but yeah, I love that's another one. Oh God. Let's see. I feel like this people might have this question. Is neuroticism a bad thing? High neuroticism ratings are associated with the risk of mental illness and worse outcomes on average on measures of health and relationship satisfaction. However, it can be argued that neuroticism exists because it provided advantages, such as sensitivity to threats, over the course of humanity's evolution, which I could agree to that. I feel like humans, we evolve because I feel like back in like the caveman days, we don't know danger. But like, you know, as we evolve, it's kind of like, oh, you kind of get that heightened sense of Yeah, anxiety, for lack of a better word. And I feel like some people just have that heightened sensitivity, but meh. Interesting. Oh, I can't say interesting. That's Jay's word. I need to figure out something for me. Copyright Jay of Day 6. Let's see. What else? I don't know. I mean, the other day, well, not the other day. I will always say the other day when it was like 3 months ago. But the other day, I was hanging out with some of my friends and we were all talking about our personality types. And I realized in my circle of immediate friends I have here, I am the only extrovert, which is really interesting because I don't remember what it was. I think it's like ENTJ or something like that. But two of my friends have the exact same personality type. But like the thing is with them, I thought they were extroverts at first, or INTJ. Yeah. INTJ. I thought they were extroverts when I first met them, but apparently they're labeled as introverts on the Myers-Briggs scale. And then I think three of my friends have the same introvert one, which is the opposite of mine. I'm ENFPT, they're INFPT, which explains why we all get along. But yeah, it just kind of shocked me that I was the only extrovert in my friend group because I did not assume I would be. But I feel like that also makes sense because in my friend groups, I'm typically the mom friend. I'm typically the one that's like, okay, little babies, how are we doing today? So, I mean, maybe not the same here. To some extent, I'm still the mom friend. But for my friends back home, if you're watching this, you know who you are. I feel like I was one of the parent friends back home. So I feel like being the only extrovert in a group of people kind of puts that subconsciously on that person, like they're going to be the caregiver in a sense. Huh. What personality type are y'all? I know we're talking about the big five here, but like, what's your Myers-Briggs? Do y'all know your Myers-Briggs? And do you agree with it? Do you agree with it? Because when I saw my recent evaluation, is that the word? I was kind of like, that don't seem right. That don't seem right because I know I'm an extrovert. So I'm like, why are we all the way down to 55 when we were at 85? I don't know. And then if I'm correct, the T in ENFPT stands for turbulent. Means, I forgot what the exact definition regarding the personality type means. But yeah, and I was like, well, that's the only thing I agree with. So there's that. But yeah, interesting. Jay's word. I'll say it in Spanish. Interesante. There we go. I'll keep it in Spanish because let's not forget, Jay's from Argentina, but he didn't speak Spanish. So I'll take that one. And we're going to be taking a brief break, but we're going to listen to one of my favorite songs and actually happens to be a cover that I just did. So please check that out on my YouTube channel, Alexa ZB Label. This is Taping Drip Drop.
Yeah.
Yes, and so that was Drip Drop by Taemin, and honestly, this song got me feeling so many kind of ways. Honestly, all of Taemin's discography has me feeling some kind of way because he has been like my number one role model since I started this whole K-pop shebang back in 2008 when I discovered SHINee when they debuted. So, I mean, mad respect. Please check out the cover. I hope I did it justice. If I didn't, please don't say anything. Thank you. We're going to look at some questions real quick that y'all have submitted, starting with, I believe, user NCT Boo. I mean, it's NCT, but like spelled T with the boo. So NCT Boo on Twitter. They ask, what was the last movie you watched? Oh, that's a good question, actually. Nowadays, I really do not watch many movies, but I started watching it, but I was like, I think I'm going to fall asleep. Not because the movie was boring. I was just tired. So I paused it. But I started watching that one on Netflix. It's called Lovebirds. It's a romantic comedy. Someone I know recommended it. So I was like, okay, I'm not really a rom-com person, honestly. I'm really not a rom-com person. But it's like, all right, I trust your suggestion. So I started Lovebirds. I will finish that tonight, maybe. We'll see. But Lovebirds. Let's search that because while I'm typing, in case you guys are wondering, the plot of Lovebirds, I'm finding that right now because I started and I got like 12 minutes in before I paused it and went to sleep. Let's see. On the brink of breaking up, a couple gets unintentionally embroiled in a bizarre murder mystery. As they get closer to clearing their names and solving the case, they need to figure out how they and their relationship can survive the night. Incredible. Okay, so it's like a murder. Okay, yeah, no, they did. My friend did mention, like, it's a little violent, but it's still a rom-com. So that's why I watched it, right? Because I love violent movies. So, yeah. So that's what the plot of Lovebirds is. Interesting. Okay, so murder mystery, a couple on the brink of breaking up, which none of us ever like breakups, right? But murder. A great rom-com. Great rom-com. All right. And then moving on to @_foreveryoungk on Twitter. Do you believe in horoscopes? I do. I do. Like, I have, y'all have the app, what's it called? Yes, CoStar. I have CoStar, but I'm not going to give y'all my username because it's just for me. But I do have CoStar. I don't check it regularly because sometimes my horoscopes would be something I just don't want to hear. And I'm not in the mood to hear that today because it's like, you might have a hard time today, da 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 da. And I'm like, I don't want to hear that. Thank you. I'm good. So horoscopes, they correspond with your astrological sign. And when I say that, you might be thinking zodiac, like Chinese zodiac, like the animals. No, but yes, because there are horoscopes for that as well. But the one I'm talking about corresponds with your astrological sign. So I was born on December 9th, so that makes me a Sagittarius. I believe there's like a month span between each sign, but it's not the beginning of the month to the end. It's kind of middle of the month to the middle of the next one. That's when the chunks of the astrology signs are divided up, yes. And so your horoscope corresponds to that's like if you open like any magazine or just search up what's today's horoscope for a Sagittarius or for a Pisces or for Gemini, because we're in Gemini season right now, if I'm correct. But yeah, so horoscope basically be like, oh, this is what you can look forward to in your day, Or if you want to do a broad spectrum, sometimes it'll be the month of July for Sagittarius. And there could be subcategories like in success, in health, in romance, and everything like that. Some people don't believe in it. Some people do. I do. Not 100%, but like whenever it benefits me, I like to believe in it. So, I mean, Sagittarius, what tends to be the stereotype about Sagittarius? Sagittarius is typically they're rather outgoing. They are a fire sign. So, you know, that kind of makes for the fiery personalities they have. They are typically a creative type. And what's something else I typically read about Sagittarius? They long for freedom. People typically categorize Sagittarius as world travelers. And I'm like, it do be like that sometimes. But yeah, I mean, those are typically the things that are most stereotyped for Sagittariuses. So like outgoing, and I said something else in my brain. But, like, creative types and world travelers, freedom lovers. So
what are your thoughts? That Jay is a Virgo.
You know what? Here's the thing. One of my closest friends in school growing up was a Virgo, and we got along really well. Like, we had like little casual friend fights here and there. I mean, every like best friend pair does. But like, I don't know. I respect Virgos. Virgos be chill. And I think Jay is literally the chillest human being I know. If chill had legs that were 8 feet long, that's Jay. So, no, Virgos, respect. Yeah, because my mom is a Pisces, my dad is a Libra, and my brother is a Gemini. So I wound up as a Sagittarius. But yeah. So respect to Virgos. So just a little catch up with me, just me. And you, just share this moment with me again. Like I said earlier, before the song break, I did cover Taemin's Drip Drop recently. Other than that, I've got a pre-release single we got coming out in July, which may or may not be out by now. Is that safe to say? Okay, so yeah, it may or may not be out by now. So I'm not going to give you the title yet, but it's coming. Am I allowed to talk about plans for August? Sure. Okay. So not only, but wait, there's more. It's me, Billy Mays. So we have this pre-release single coming out in July, which if you guys are familiar with me from debut, you guys will remember I did like that rock version of Bomb, which was like a little glitch in the series of my little Bomb trilogy. Well, this pre-release single is going to be another little glitch in the matrix, if you will. So it's not like a comeback necessarily, but it's a pre-release single. There's going to be a music video for it. Don't worry. But music video, come back August. And that's all I'm saying. But yeah, other than that, we got contents coming out. If you guys have been keeping up with Trip Trap on the YouTubes, we're trying to keep stuff going on Twitter, Insta, all those SNS platforms. But yeah, keeping up. Okay, unfortunately, it is time for this episode to end, ladies and gents and those in between. But do not forget to send us your questions at hashtag HitDig and let us know what should be our next big question to search. And also, don't forget, our IG and Twitter is at TheDiveStudios, but the YouTube is just youtube.com/DiveStudios. But if you want to check out the full episodes, yes, full-length episodes, that is youtube.com/DivePods. P-O-D-S, pods, as in the tide. Yes, so youtube.com/divepods. Don't forget to subscribe, of course. Leave a review. Don't forget to do that because it's important. It lets us know how we're doing. We appreciate the feedback, so thank you for that. And thank you so much for listening, and I will catch y'all on the flip side. Have an interesting day. Bye.
How...
J.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.